A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, I am Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, bringing you a surprise edition of Solo Monday news on my own today on this channel because, well, nobody's here. Everyone's having a lovely day off on a Monday in the middle of August, on a really hot day in the middle of August, and fair play to them. So I'm going to bring you all the good wrestling news goodness that is out there in the sphere right now. And the first thing we're going to talk about is, well, it's Ronda Rousey, because of course it's Ronda Rousey. I don't feel like she spends too much time away from any headlines nowadays, but this one is quite intriguing because obviously last week on Friday Night SmackDown, she came out of nowhere, unannounced, and dumped a big sack of money on the contract signing table. And she was like, oh, I can afford this much money, so I'm going to put it down. I'm going to pay double my fine, and I just want to kick some more ass and be a badass Ronda Rousey. Yeah, and that's what she did. And she walked off. She, like, threatened to beat loads of people up. And this is the new unfiltered badass, well, return to the badass character of Ronda Rousey that a lot of people have been clamoring for some time. And taking it a little bit further, she then took to Instagram on Sunday night, and she posted like a little thing, obviously, of what had happened, like with the money and everything else, and she put the caption, use that cash wisely, WWE, maybe it can help with those budget cuts, bring back some asses for me to kick. Obviously, this is a reference to the most tired and terrible excuse that WWE have ever had when it comes to releasing talents, of budget cuts. Obviously, we know a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that has been happening in WWE right now, and it doesn't feel like budget cuts was a major reason for these wrestlers being released in the first place. So it's quite interesting that Ronda has kind of alluded to that and kind of shown that this character is kind of an uncontrollable entity right now. She can just say whatever the hell she wants because she's a loose cannon. But somebody who was not very impressed by this, it's worth noting, was one of Ronnie's old sparring partners, because Becky Lynch then took to Twitter later on. I don't know if it was Sunday, it might have even been today, but she like captioned a video that somebody had made of like Becky doing something similar with a big bag of money. Like she did it on Raw a couple of years ago. I think she got fined and she was like, there's all the money. And she like shook it out on Raw, and then they then cut to Ronda Rousey doing something similar on SmackDown, and then I think Becky captioned that with Ronnie loves the man. So, you know, just building towards this pitched, touted, just everybody wants, like, Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch, WrestleMania 39, big main event match thing. I got the words out there. I got so excited I couldn't even fumble them out. Like, we want to see this thing happen. It seems like now they're already putting the building blocks in place for what is going to be, without a doubt, it's got to be one of the main events in my eyes for WrestleMania 39. I know you've got the Rock and Roman Reigns, apparently, and maybe Cody doing something with somebody, maybe Karrion Kross, I don't know, we'll see. But I think you do have these two marquee forces, and just have them finally being on the right side of the heel and face divide, and just have them smash their living crap out of each other. I'm not sure how to segue into this next one, so I'm just going to say words and hope for the best, because, you know, it's a Monday, we're going rogue, why not? But obviously, right, a thing in WWE that happens a lot, and well, happened a lot before, obviously, Vince McMahon was kind of kicked to the curb, or as he put it, he took himself out to the curb, he went and did that. Something that happened a lot, anyway, was people tend to turn up from NXT to SmackDown and Raw, and they'd go from having one name that had, like, two barrels, like Angel Garza, for example, and then suddenly, before they knew it, they were just one. They were just Angel. It happened with, like, Mustafa Ali, became Ali for a while. Riddle's currently Riddle because of what people feel is quite problematic. When you type in Matt Riddle online, you get a lot of maybe news stories that WWE don't want you looking into, things like that. So that is something that's been prevalent in WWE for quite some time. But it looks like another star is now set to return to having their full, like, fully formed name. That's going to be happening, because Angel Garza is a person that has happened to. He confirmed this on Twitter. I think over the last week, he finally got the Garza back. That guy that I mentioned, you know, he got he's a full Garza again, that Angel. But his tag partner, he's Los Lotharios Kissing Man, who like for some reason squared up to Maximum Male Models. You don't square up to models when they're mid photo shoot. It's just a bad idea. He is set to apparently begin his full name too. That's something that Dave Meltzer said on the Wrestling Observer newsletter. He reported that. He said his belief is that he's apparently going to get it back very, very soon. He said some of the weird name quirks may be changing. He said this in the Observer. He said the belief is Humberto will get Carrillo back as well. So, woohoo! First Humberto Carrillo, Humberto Humbito, and Angel Garza as well. Maybe we're going to get Matt Riddle again. Maybe we get Tommaso Ciampa just being Tommaso Ciampa, like all these things. We need them back, because we've had some really silly, like, just halving of names for whatever reason. I don't think we're going to see the return of the likes of Pete Dunne and Walter, people like that, because I think the philosophy behind that is for stars not to be able to use names that, like, they've made famous in WWE elsewhere. So Pete Dunne and, well, and Walter, names like that aren't attached to WWE. Like, they don't own the trademarks and they don't want them using that. So we're still going to have to watch Butch throwing himself at people and cheer, because we're like, ah, oh, it's Pete Dunne, but now he's wearing a flat cap and he's just a weird little scrappy-doo. But another big piece of WWE news that's been taking over the landscape over the last couple of months, it's been very much front and centre, I think, in terms of just WWE stories outside of the aforementioned Vince McMahon stuff that's been dominating headlines. It's been the Sasha Banks-Naomi saga. There was a time when it looked like both women were on their way out, understandably so, because they were brassed off, they were fed up with the way they were being treated in WWE. But as of recent times, since Triple H has taken over creative and Stephanie McMahon's taken a more hands-on role with her just being at the top of WWE and just steering the ship, and Nick Khan, people like that, it's looking like Sasha Banks and Naomi are going to be on their way back sooner rather than later. That was initially reported, obviously, on various outlets that an agreement had been reached. Meltzer confirmed that as well. He said it's my belief they're going to be coming back very soon. But then he also appeared on the Sunday night main event podcast, which was obviously last night. Oh, my time is just blurring together. And he was asked if he's heard anything new on the Sasha Banks Naomi situation. He said that he has talked to people who would know, and the belief is that they are back, baby. Because he said, I mean, everyone expects that they're in. It's just a question of which week they want to debut them. So since they're not in the tournament, I'm guessing that it's going to be the finals of the tournament or right after the finals that they show up. That's kind of how I'm reading it now. I guess they just felt it wasn't good to put them in the tournament itself. I think that they would want to stagger those new and returning people coming in. Sasha and Naomi are obviously the biggest ones they can bring in, so you don't need to do that in week one. Everybody seems to think that they're in. It's just a question of which week. And I fully back this. You do not need to just, like, throw every single released or, like, long gone person just back into the mix straight away, because it's just one of those things where it gets tired, it gets boring. Like, you do that all you blow your load in the first week, where are you going to go from that? You need to, I think Triple H's philosophy right now is to keep just dropping in these little surprises on each and every Raw and SmackDown, because people then are going to tune in and think, oh my God, anything can happen on Triple H's Raw or SmackDown. We could get Hit Row one week, or Dexter Lumis just staring ominously after being dragged away from the security. You just don't know what's going to happen. So I feel like this could maybe be something straight after Clash at the Castle, just to really hook people after they've obviously watched this pay-per-view that goes down in the UK. I'm so excited. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be sat high up in the rafters, screaming at Pyro. It's going to be a good time in the Principality Stadium. It's called the Millennium Stadium in my mind, but that's a different argument altogether. But that's something very interesting that should be going down.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah! What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
But something that should be going down at Clash at the Castle, in my mind, and if it doesn't, my head will fall off, is I think we should get some kind of showcase of Gunther. He's obviously a European legend, and I think you should have him with his IC title in that Clash at the Castle pay-per-view card, whatever you want to call it. And something that's worth noting right now, and it was referenced by WrestleVotes, a very reliable source for information, news, leaks, posts, anything you want to talk about with wrestling. They're always on Twitter, they're always putting out some good stuff, so give them a follow. But they reported recently that Vince McMahon wanted to bury Gunther, apparently, after his appearance on Raw last month. So this is, it's a bit baffling, really, if you look into it, but that was what they've thrown out there. They said it was on the 4th of July, or it might have been, yeah, it was the 4th of July. I'm trying to work out the dates based on American dates, which are wrote differently to British dates, because we're just simple folks and we don't understand these things. But I think it was on the 4th of July episode, R-Truth made his way out in an Independence Day kind of get-up, looking like a full-on American dude. He got interrupted by Gunther. Gunther beat the ever-loving crap out of him. And apparently, people in the back just didn't like what happened there. Maybe they're just really high on R-Truth, or just didn't think Gunther's performance was up to scratch, and he was apparently on the edge again, buried not long after, and obviously all the Vince McMahon stuff happened not long after that, and luckily he was saved by Vince McMahon's terrible shenanigans and awfulness outside of the ring and all the rest of that. But it's insane to think this, really, because Gunther's been presented so well on main roster programming. I mean, even before like Vince left, he was one of the few people that you thought, wow, they were actually like doubling down on this dude. He was an NXT legend. Now he's been presented as an all-round badass. And since Vince has gone, he's been even better. The Shinsuke Nakamura match on Friday night in the main event was epic. It's everything I love in my wrestling. Hard-hitting, great storytelling, drama. It was just, it had me on the edge of my seat. And to think that Gunther could have been somehow buried before this and maybe even had his title taken away, I'm just assuming, I'm just speculating. But if that might have happened, then I don't know what anyone in their right mind would be thinking by doing that, because that's insane. Gunther is a legend, and he's just the kind of badass that you can really double down on going forward. So it just didn't make any sense to me, but that was apparently in line to happen, which is crazy. And the one last story we're going to talk about, we've been very much WWE-centric throughout this video, so I'm going to just sign things off with a nice little AEW update, because obviously the big pay-per-view, which is on the horizon for AEW, which is All Out, that's going to be on September 4th, the day after Clash at the Castle, which is mind-boggling, isn't it? We're getting so much wrestling, but it's all good stuff. It's all good content, but then we're not going to have any wrestling for a while, I don't think, after that, like pay-per-view caliber wrestling, so we'll enjoy it while we can. But a big update on the ticket sales for AEW All Out is that WrestleTix, obviously they are very reliable, again, on Twitter, go and check them out, because they always have, if you like this kind of thing, the kind of the seat-selling stats, then their current reading right now is that the show has sold 7,828 tickets, sorry, and I'll try that again. So the WrestleTix have noted the show has sold 7,628 tickets and there are 27 left. It was just such a staggering stat that I had to really take my time to get out because it was blowing my damn mind. So currently there's only 27 tickets left, and I bet by the time I record this video there's like 20 left, because people are just going to want these seats because it's so damn good. And also they'll run in the same venue that they're having All Out at. They're going to run a Dynamite and a Rampage, and there are 1,199 combo tickets left for the full thing. So I think your best chance of seeing All Out right now is to get a combo. That's what it sounds like. If you want to watch all the AEW action leading up to there, they tend to do pretty good go-home shows, so I think that'd be a pretty good investment personally. But it's looking good for AEW right now. It's looking like a lot of people want to see this show. That's looking like it's going to be headlined by interim AEW World Champion Jon Moxley taking on the actual, like, not undisputed, but the world champion CM Punk for the undisputed world title. It's going to be title. It's going to be epic, huge. There's probably going to be loads more epic matches thrown onto that card as well. Maybe a trios, like, thing with the Young Bucks and possibly Kenny Omega taking on the Dark Order. And maybe we even see, I don't know, Chris Jericho break his nose again by getting kneed in the face by Brian Danielson. I don't know. Anything can happen. It's looking pretty cool. I will be tuning in very tired after Clash at the Castle, but it's just what we do because we love this thing called wrestling just as you do. We all do. It's all the good stuff. So let me know what you think of all these new stories in the comment section right down below. Don't forget to like the video, share the video, subscribe to all things What Culture Wrestling. Thank you for bearing with me today. I've just been kind of hopping in here just as giving you all these wrestling stories and updates. It's on my own. I'm just babbling at a camera screen. I'm just hoping you're having as lovely a day as I have, because I just love talking about wrestling, and any chance I get to do that is great and speak to you incredible people. Don't forget to go on to whatculture.com as well, because we've got loads of news articles and stories that we're going to be updating there throughout the day. Loads of great lists, loads of great videos on the channel as well. What Culture Wrestling, whatculture.com. Just consume the goodness if you're having a nice Monday, a nice relaxing Monday. You might be working, you might not. If you get back home from work, then just consume the content. It's all good stuff. I have been Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Follow myself on Twitter at gmorgan04. But in the meantime, be good to yourself, and hopefully I will see you very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.